Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. The sports industry and everything connected with it is growing by leaps and bounds. The standard sports of baseball, football, and basketball, well, they still have their players and their fans. Sports like soccer and lacrosse are now growing in popularity, and martial arts is a major business. And I wonder if you've heard of new sports like American rugby, club tennis, hungerball soccer, racquetball hockey, water football. How about skewball? Or what about vocker? And just a hint, that's soccer and volleyball put together. And my favorite, I first saw it in Canada, curling. And recent statistics show that one in every five Americans heads to a gym or at least pays for a membership in a gym or fitness center. In 2014, over 54 million Americans paid gym membership fees, and for the second year in a row, actual visits to gyms exceeded 5 billion, and the average number visited his or her gym over 100 times in a year. Wow, that's an all-time high for gym members. And the number of gym memberships grows by about, amazingly, 18% per year. You can see why gyms and fitness centers are popping up all over the place. Well, see, sports and fitness are not just big business. I mean, they are huge business. And with that growth also comes the growth of sports nutrition. I mean, just the water bottles that sports enthusiasts use are huge business. So imagine the business that produces substances, that is beside water, to put into those bottles. But what does go into those bottles? What about sports drinks for those who know they must keep hydrated when they're exercising or engaging in some sport? What about the energy snacks that athletes and fitness enthusiasts use to keep them at maximum ability to perform? How about an athlete or someone who just works out regularly? How do they structure their diets? What foods and vitamin and mineral supplements and perhaps even herbs and extracts should be part of an active person's diet, and why? Well, that brings us into the whole solar system of this multi-billion-dollar business called sports nutrition. So athlete or fitness enthusiast or exercise buff, player of whatever sport that demands lots of physical energy, how then should you eat and how then should you drink? Well, Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. And there in their extensive nutrition department, you'll meet Matt Lombardo, one of Cottage Pharmacy's experienced nutritionists. Matt's our guest today on HealthWise, and we welcome your calls with your questions about today's topic. We've got loads of things to discuss, but interrupt us as we deal with sports nutrition. You can interrupt by calling 631-955-5400. Put your water bottle in another hand or put it down and make a phone call to us about sports nutrition, 631-955-5400. But for now, welcome once again to Matt Lombardo. Welcome, Matt, once again.
Hey, Bill. Good to be back.
Good to have you with us. Talk about how sports nutrition differs from regular nutrition.
Well, sports nutrition normally has a higher demand for pretty much everything. When you're active, when you're doing a sport, when you're exercising, you're essentially breaking down your body. You're burning calories. You're wearing your muscles, so you require more nutrients to build yourself back up.
Now, so I would assume there's gradations in this. I mean, obviously, someone who goes out and plays a football game is going to do that far more than somebody that goes to the gym and works out at weight control, they call it, or something. I'm assuming there's a gradation here, correct?
Absolutely. A lot of it depends on the amount of calories you burn and how, and you know, what period of time you burn a certain amount of calories, how intense your exercise is. Things like that are going to affect the nutrients that you need to put back.
Yeah. Now Matt, before we get to some of the specifics, I mean, this is a huge and fascinating topic. I've heard about something that's been called a runner's high or an exercise high. Is there really such a thing, and is it somehow related to diet and nutrition?
It does exist. It's called a runner's high because normally it's experienced by runners, marathon runners especially. It usually requires at least 2 hours of running, and it's basically at a certain point your body starts releasing endorphins to help, you know, dull some of the pain on your joints, and it's a natural process that does occur. As far as nutrition, you know, like any other process in the body, your nutrition has to be there for it to function properly. And a runner's high is a function of the body, so it definitely requires a balanced diet.
Yeah, no, ironically, you were a fitness trainer before you got more specifically into the field of nutrition.
Yes.
But am I right that any moderate exercise, brisk walking, swimming, an hour at the gym or something, really ought to, I mean, we shouldn't walk out feeling like we've been beaten up. There should be a certain amount of exhilaration, correct?
Absolutely. Well, you know, just being active in general gets your system flowing, your blood pumping, and that in itself is very enjoyable for sure. When you say specifically a runner's high, that's a release of endorphins that occurs.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we can our listeners can look up endorphins and find out more about that. It's kind of a natural drug, isn't it?
It's basically a natural, biologically made morphine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Let's not go any further with that one. Okay.
Right.
All right. So, Matt, let's talk about the big essentials of sports nutrition. What's the Now, you got to have carbs, you got to have proteins, you got to have fats. Give us, if there is such a thing, a typical diet for someone who's a fitness enthusiast, and then maybe add to that, what about supplements and vitamins and so on?
Well, every nutritionist is going to give you a different, maybe, you know, theory on what your diet should consist of when you're, you know, in sports nutrition. Macronutrients, carbohydrates are very important. Unprocessed carbohydrates, they help fuel your engine. It'll help you burn calories. It'll help you maintain your workouts. Protein helps to rebuild. And fats help with the hormones of your body and your cells and repair as well.
Okay. You didn't include sweets in this. I mean, are sweets completely out? I mean, obviously carbs become sweets.
There's a place for simple sugars in exercise and sports nutrition for sure. Normally, after a workout, when you're depleted, you just worked out for an hour and a half. You're sweating, you're dripping. The sugar is going to help replenish quicker. It's like a fast track to getting the electrolytes, the minerals back in your system, and getting that energy level back.
Yeah. Now, is there a difference between saying having a glass of Coca-Cola and having a glass of Gatorade?
Well, yes, there is. Gatorade happens to have electrolytes added to it. I don't believe Coca-Cola has many electrolytes. The sugar content, I believe, is similar. Coca-Cola probably has a little bit more, but there's, like I said, there's a place for simple sugars. I know bodybuilders who are looking to gain muscle mass and will actually pound a Coca-Cola after a workout just to get that sugar building.
Yeah, of course, that's not most of us.
It's different depending on.
I get done my hour and 15 minutes at the fitness center, and obviously drink water. But what's the best thing to eat or drink to give those sugars that you need to get you going again?
I personally like coconut water. It's got enough natural sugars to have that replenishment effect, but it also has magnesium and potassium that you need. I like coconut water because it stays away from some of the artificial colors that you find in Gatorade and other sports drinks.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, likewise, coconut water is excellent. Aren't there also the compounds, the electrolytes that go into a Gatorade that you can make yourself without all the sugars? I've seen that.
Sure. They have electrolyte powders, basically trace minerals, maybe a little bit of simple sugars.
Now, these are the things you have at Cottage Pharmacy?
We do, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So people come in and they can get essentially the equivalent of this electrolyte replacement that you put in your water bottle.
Yep.
without all the sugar, correct?
Absolutely.
What about carbs? I mean, you know, carbs are the boogeyman, but we get carbs from things. I don't know that you have supplements, but, I mean, if you were selling – say breads or crackers or whatever that would be the good kinds of carbs to take, what would they be like? Or maybe you have them at Cottage Pharmacy. I haven't seen them, but maybe you have them there.
We do. We do have carbohydrate complexes, which basically contains some simple sugars, some slower unprocessed carbs to help fuel your body. We sell special sports crackers and things like that.
Is that the first? Was that a powder that you were mentioning?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay. I was looking at breads, that kind of thing that you wouldn't have. And just so the audience knows, Matt and I are planning a program just to deal with the issue of proteins. What about, before we move on, what about fats? Avocados come up. I gather you don't go back home and have a half a pound of bacon, correct?
No, yeah. I don't. Fats basically help with, connective tissue, cell integrity, your body's, your joints, keeping your joints healthy. So it's essential for an athlete. It also, certain fats are very good for the cardiovascular system.
Like?
Omega-3s.
Okay. We've been through that a lot with Rachel.
Not a pound of bacon.
No.
Omega-3s.
Pound of fish. Yeah. Well, but things like avocados, I would guess. We've talked about coconut oil in the past. That kind of thing. Other fats come to your mind that are good ones.
Yeah, and they're a great source of energy, too.
Yeah. Oh, great. Excellent. Okay. And what about supplements? What about mineral supplements for athletes, for sports fitness?
We sell a lot of trace minerals. You can put a drop in your water, or you can get the powdered post-workout, which has potassium and magnesium in it, to help get those electrolyte levels back up.
That's the big thing, is getting the electrolyte levels up.
Yeah, because if your electrolytes are slow, you're feeling if you're are low. I'm sorry, you're feeling sluggish and tired.
Yeah, you might explain to people what electrolytes do. Kind of put that on a level so even I can understand it.
Sure. Electrolytes are basically they're minerals that kind of connect our neurological function. They help our body communicate to itself quicker. They help communication. So if your messages of your body are slow or impaired, then you're feeling run down, you're feeling tired, you might have a brain fog. So it's important to get those messengers, those little connective messengers back in your body.
Yeah, these are connected with what these synapses we've talked about before, correct? Yeah, that communicate almost like little electrical charges that keep us going. So very, very important. And I think, and Matt, I'm sure you'd concur, it's very important to keep in mind that water alone does not replace those electrolytes when you've exercised. Is that right?
Right. It depends on which water. If it's an electrolyte water, generally that's pretty good. You don't want to drink a highly filtered or distilled water, because that could actually pull electrolytes from your body.
Yeah, so standard Brita filtered water, for example, is that going to do that, or is that not that sophisticated a filter?
You know, that's a good question. I would have to you'd have to check into the pH of that, or the mineral content of the Brita water.
Sure. We're dealing today with Matt Lombardo, Matt from Cottage Pharmacy, dealing with sports nutrition, and let's take a little break to learn more about Cottage Pharmacy.
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Bill Shishko here with you on today's edition of HealthWise, dealing with the whole subject of sports nutrition. Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy with us. Matt, this has been something that's on my mind. We've standardized 3 square meals a day, which I think probably comes from the idea that about every 6 hours our bodies really need to be replenished with food. But now nutritionists talk more and more about smaller portions at our main meals and then healthy snacks in between. Is that better generally? And what about that for athletes and fitness enthusiasts?
I happen to agree with that. I think most nutritionists will agree that more smaller portions will maintain a level of energy over the course of the day, rather than, you know, eat at 9 in the morning and then you're starving by 1 o'clock and then you eat a huge lunch and then you feel sluggish in the afternoon and you know, you don't eat again maybe till 8 or 9 p.m. right before you go to bed.
And I think that's, you know, maybe that latter is a little bit late, but then again, given our culture here in New York, maybe it isn't. But that's kind of standard way of looking at things, right?
Absolutely, and it's you know, it's not a good cycle to fall into, and it's not realistic for an athlete, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll alter that for us. Let's say I come in to you at Cottage Pharmacy. I say, Matt, I gotta redo my the way I eat during the day, not just what I eat, but the time and everything else. Scope something out for me.
Well, the convenient thing to do would be to pick up a meal replacement shake, something that you can you know, make on the go. Like, we sell all kinds of meal replacement shakes here, healthy, organic, well-balanced, that you can have maybe late morning after your breakfast. You can have maybe in the late afternoon.
Now, what about for the breakfast? What do you? I know you're not first a dietitian, but what are the kinds of things you recommend for a breakfast?
Eggs, toast.
Multigrain toast, right?
Multigrain toast.
Yeah.
Fruit, bananas, oatmeal. I recently started eating millet grits. Delicious. Oatmeal doesn't agree with me.
When you said millet, you mean millet. Grits are corn, right?
It's basically the way it's processed.
Okay.
The grits is just the way that it's processed down to. But millet seeds can be processed into a form of grits.
Grits, okay. Grit. We're big grits fans in our home. Anybody want a recipe for grits, they can contact me through you. Okay, what about for lunch, Matt? Okay, so we got this high-protein breakfast, energy shake or a nutritious shake for mid-morning when we begin to feel sluggish about 11. Then what for lunch?
For lunch, a sandwich on whole grain bread, maybe turkey, avocado slice, lettuce, tomato, maybe an orange, an apple,
right?
Something like that. It's probably around 400-calorie lunch.
Okay, and then what about for that mid-afternoon time, about 3 or 4, when we begin to get hungry again?
Mid-afternoon time, you can do, if you're on the go, you can get a protein shake or a protein bar. Or if you have some time and you want to prepare something, you can have a sliced apple with some peanut butter or celery with some peanut butter.
And then a healthy dinner, but not overdoing it on dinner.
A healthy dinner, whole grain, like maybe a small whole grain pasta dish with some grilled chicken or salmon. I happen to love poached salmon. I make that all the time.
And not eating too late, obviously.
No, you want to leave about a 2-hour break between the time you finish dinner and by the time you go to bed.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, I realize, we're dealing with the sports nutrition here. Okay, people come to your nutrition department. They want some things to help them with their nutrition, generally as sportsmen or sportswomen. So what do you point them to in your nutrition department?
The first place that I would point them to is the meal replacements, the protein shakes, those macronutrients, the carbohydrates, the proteins, the fats. Those are the things that are going to give them energy. Those are the things that are going to help throughout the day.
Yeah, this is the 11 o'clock kind of a thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right, what else? Pills, where else? That's great.
From there, I'll go to omega-3s.
All right.
For joint support, for inflammation. I'll go to adaptogenic herbs like ginseng and ashwagandha that we've spoken about, things that will help the body adapt to the strain that we're putting on it.
Okay. Yeah, people should fill you in on what they actually do for their sports, right? What their regimen is like, and that's going to help you.
Sure. Yeah, the intensity is definitely the main thing. If it's an Olympic swimmer, their needs are going to be very, very high.
Yeah, sure. I mentioned when we opened the program, the whole theme of sports beverages, not the nutrition shakes. Tell us a little bit about those things. We said water really isn't enough. But what kinds of sports beverages do you recommend?
I normally recommend a lean protein beverage, something that'll fill you up. And won't, but at the same time isn't too high in calories.
Energy bars. We mentioned early on taking an energy bar after your exercise routine, or even snack foods. What about those? And maybe fill in people about what they should look for on those labels.
What you should look for is something that's low in fat, higher in fiber, high in protein.
Average calories, if there is such a thing,
in an energy bar. Low in sugar. I would say, depending on between 250 and 300 calories for a snack.
These granola bars that are out there all over the place, those pretty good, or are they too loaded with sugar?
It depends. There are some out there that are very clean, that don't have very much added sugar in them. Kind bars happen to be very good, low in sugar. Mainly they consist of nuts and fruit, dried fruits.
Kind, right? Kind bars, what they call
them. Yeah, those are very good.
All right, Matt, you got 45 seconds. Top 5 things to keep in mind regarding sports nutrition. I'd love to give you top 5 lists. What you got?
Sure. Eat enough food. Make sure you're not skimping out on meals. Make sure you're not taking too long in between meals. Food is your friend when you're active in the sports nutrition world. That's number one. Number two is to stay hydrated. Hydration is important.
Yeah, unless you like to pass out.
Right.
Yeah.
Hydration is,
yeah.
I mean, goes without saying.
Yeah.
Take an anti-inflammatory. Take a fish oil, turmeric, something to help your body fight all that inflammation. Like I said.
You got two more.
Protein. Get enough protein. If you're really exercising a lot, you should have about a gram, 0.75 to 1 grams of protein per pound of body fat. Body weight that you are. And number five, minerals. Make sure you have your electrolytes.
Electrolytes. There you go.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Hey, we always have a lot of fun with Matt from Cottage Pharmacy, and we thank Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program. Visit them, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. It really is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. And remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540. You'll get a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. And do be sure to look for Matt when you're visiting the nutrition department. Tell him you heard him on HealthWise. There's also a toll-free number if you'd like to order that way, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963. You've got a 20% discount there, too. Just mention WLIE 540. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God has given you. We'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.